This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you as we work our way through a lot of things that are going on. I'm in New England. It's a beautiful 40-degree morning. Rather chilly. You may hear some banging in the background because my boiler cracked.
So I have no heat.
I have hot water, but I found out the reason for that is it's two different systems. But this is the most expensive furnace boiler that's made, and it's been in the house for 17 years, so it was here before I bought the house last year. And so when the this guy that works with me works for me, well, the guy who works for me and the guy who works with me found the boiler, and they said, okay, we can replace it for $600. Wow, that is perfect, because these things cost $5,000 or $6,000. And then they found out that I was not the owner of the house when it was installed, so automatically I'm disqualified from their warranty program, and I have to pay $1,700 more just for the block, not the furnace, but just for what they call, it's the firebox.
It's the foundation, yeah.
Yeah, basically. The firebox.
I had to do the same thing.
You did?
Every time. Oh, yeah. With my water heater, they had to start from scratch. It was probably a smaller scale than yours, but yeah, yeah. It was not cheap. You would think that would be like $10, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's called a Bunlaris, something like that.
Yeah, B-U-A. That's what I called it too when he told me about it. You've got to pay $1,000 for what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'd like to be able to get away with this for $1,000. Good God. So in the meantime, I'm sitting here all dressed and sort of bundled up like a... I don't like the cold. I just don't like it.
Well, you come today, to LA for the winter anyway. Why don't you just deal with it and not fix it?
we shut the water off in the house so the pipes don't freeze in the wintertime? Is that what
you're... Yeah, and see you later.
Okay, that's an idea.
See when the spring melt happens.
All right, let's see. Pigs and perverts on parade. Where do we start? Well, I guess we could start with Harvey Weinstein, but those stories are getting old, except for one.
Well,
Peter Bart, who runs Variety Magazine. I interviewed him when I was on KBC when he first started that job, Jennifer, in the 1990s. And
I knew Peter Bart. Didn't he work at the Inquirer or the Star for a while?
I think so. I'm trying to remember the interview.
That's how I think I knew him.
But I didn't like him then. And it turns out that he's been hiding, trying to help Harvey Weinstein. He knew what was going on. People have been coming to him for years, and he protected Weinstein for whatever the reason. Now it turns out that his brother Bob may also be a sexual perv as well. This stuff goes on and on and on. Then there's Newsweek magazine. There's a suit against the sex discrimination suit that's been filed this week against Newsweek. The editor-in-chief, Matt McAllister, apparently has left, and so now people are claiming there was a pattern of male cronyism there. What is that, male cronyism? Is that cover words for sexual harassment?
It's the new way of saying the old boy network.
But the old boy network, just because you're a member of the old boy network doesn't mean you're a sexual perv or a perv.
Well,
no, sorry, you're not going to sell that one to me. Male,
I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just saying that's how women interpret that.
Well, why? Why do they do that? That's an assumption that's
because
not
because of
there.
Previous
That's not an
experience.
Assumption. That's, yeah. That's
male cronyism is not synonymous in my mind anyway. I think that perversion is synonymous with some of these people that, you know, they think they're bigger than life and they're more important than everybody else. They don't have respect for women or even themselves.
Right, you so you're sort of half describing exactly what we're saying.
Well, but I don't, I guess maybe
they cover each other's tracks. If they're cheaters or they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, the cronyism part steps in.
Should we assume that of everybody, of male crony? I mean, there are a lot of people, the good old boy network doesn't necessarily have to mean that. Does it or does it to everybody? Am I missing something?
Well, to women, I'm just saying, to me as a woman, that's what that implies.
Really?
It doesn't mean every man does that, of course not. But what it does imply is that when you hear about these cronyisms and things like that going on, the old boy network, whatever you want to call it, that means that in a lot of cases that guys are bros before hoes and they're looking the other way and they're not standing up to their friends or their cronies. They're not doing anything to help, you know, solve a problem, they're perpetuating it, and they're looking the other
way. Bros before hoes?
Yeah. You never heard that?
No.
That
really sounds piggish.
Well, that's been around forever.
Pretty common saying.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh. So where have I been all of my life?
I don't know.
Thank you.
No, I think the truth is, I think I know you're one of the good guys, so you're not involved in this, and I actually like the fact that you don't know a whole lot about it, because it means you haven't really been around it, and you haven't been complicit.
I don't have any male friends, you know. You know that. I don't have many friends. I don't have many friends, period, but I don't have many male friends.
See you functioning in a group like this.
I don't enjoy it. No, the camaraderie. I have friends. I have some very good friends who are men who have been very good to me, very helpful, and I have been likewise very helpful and supportive of them. But I don't pick up the phone and call. Well, it's not. I called my friend Tony Paradiso the other day just to see how he was doing. Once in a blue moon, I'll call some of my older friends and find out how they're doing. But it's not part of what I do. I'd rather spend my time talking to the three of you, frankly. This is part of my most favorite time. I'd rather spend my time on the phone or in person talking to Meredith or my children or the people that I work with that I'm around on the farm every day. We have a lot of fun together. And maybe that's my male bro stuff, is working with John and Donald.
I can tell you that. I mean, I can give you the example.
Your father and I have great fun together.
Yeah, when we're talking about the good old boy network, I used to work in cable a lot. I still work in cable to some extent, but cable had a huge good old boy network. And to me, that didn't mean sexual harassers or sexual predators. It meant people who made deals on the golf course. And did that limit some women who didn't go to the golf course? Maybe. Maybe it did. But they, you know, they were the butt slappers. They're the ones that go, oh, Dougie. And my equivalent for you, Doug, would be you had a little bit of this with Bob Kay, who had a powerful position. He liked you. He would bring you places with him, right? Because he liked what you did. That's your example of like that good old boy network. In my mind. I don't think it has every negative connotation that it's all sexual all the time. I think a lot of it was, you know, people hanging out, you know, a lot like politicians would hang out in the gym. You know, we always talk about the senators working out together, making those deals while they're on the exercise bike. Yeah.
All right. Let's, before we do the television report, spend a minute. I heard all of you talk about Mandalay Bay and the security guard and the stuff that was going on behind the scenes there. This person that went on to Ellen's program, which will be broadcast today, that was part of the TV report. But I thought maybe you'd spend 60 seconds or so bringing us a little more light on this. Both of you, both Victoria and Jennifer.
Well, I was asking Jen. She's the expert on this. So Jen filled me in.
I've been really following this story a lot because I just feel like there's so many missing pieces that we're not being told. But this security guard at Mandalay Bay, who at first it was said that he stopped the shooting, then the timeline was revised and he got shot by the gunman. There's been a lot of controversy around him. His name is Jesus Campos. He was supposed to give his first interview to Sean Hannity last Thursday on Hannity's program, and minutes before he was scheduled to go on the air and arrive at the studio, he disappeared and no one could find him. And so yesterday everybody was like, hey, where the heck is this guy? He's gone. How did we lose him? Where did he go? Well, it turns out they made a big deal. The unions at the casino made a big deal. Oh no, he's not missing. And so they turn him up where? On the Ellen DeGeneres show. Is that like a new show? I mean, does he have a new record that's getting ready to drop? I mean, like, what? I don't understand. So he's going to be on Ellen today.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how Ellen handles that interview. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious about all of this now. And now that Jen has filled, I haven't really been following the story all that closely, but now that Jen filled me in on the timeline and the change and all these other things, it definitely seems like something is up. And why would he want to go on Ellen rather than a politically driven show? I don't know. It'll be interesting.
It's a new show. I mean, I don't have any, you know, I don't care if he goes on MSNBC or if he goes on Fox. I just don't know why he wouldn't choose a news program.
Yeah.
Why the Ellen DeGeneres Show? And I think it's because maybe that was chosen for him.
All right. Food for thought. More television news coming up right after this.
Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable. Moist.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed, so we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, looks like Shania Twain is going to guest judge on Dancing with the Stars. Is that a catch for them? Is she a dancer as well as being a singer? Is she known for?
She performs really well. I mean, she's not known for being a dancer, but her concerts, she definitely shakes it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, when is this supposed to happen? Dancing with the Stars is on now every Monday night, right?
Yes.
So, is she going to be on every Monday from now until the end of the season?
No, she's going to be a guest on the movie night when they do a theme of movies. Movie song. And she's also performing.
Disney now? Didn't I see Disney as a part of...
That was I'm not watching.
Yeah.
I don't watch this stuff either. That sounds... That sounds as it sounds. I have no interest whatsoever.
Well, let's do a TV report talking about shows that none of us watch.
Yeah.
All right, next. Andy Cohen is replacing Kathy Griffin, speaking of shows nobody watches, as the New Year's Eve co-host on CNN. Why would anybody care?
They're great together.
Andy Cohen and Kathy Griffin?
No, they care because Kathy Griffin has lost her job. She held up that Trump head, and so there was some interest, I think. But Andy Cohen's going to be matched with Anderson Cooper. And, you know, I don't watch the Housewives series, so I never really was familiar with Andy Cohen. But I started watching Love Connection this summer, and he hosts that and is awesome. I love him. I would totally watch him doing
I saw him doing something. Yeah,
he and Anderson are best friends, and they travel together, and they do the AC... What do they call it? The AC 360 tour, because they're both AC initials, and they do a book tour together and speaking engagements, and they're a lot of fun together. I think this is a great match.
Are they both gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know Cohen was. Well, it's okay. Yeah, so that's good. Interesting. All right, let's get to the schedule for tonight, Jen. What do we have that's good?
Well, tonight we've got Survivor on CBS. There are new rules for the tribes. You check that out. That's CBS at 8 o'clock. Riverdale's new on the CW at 8 p.m. National Geographic Channel has a story of us with Morgan Freeman in the fight for peace. He travels the world to study the cycles of war and peace from all sorts of famous moments in history. That's on National Geographic Channel at 9 p.m. I just like to close my eyes and listen to his voice. That's what I do. Modern Family is new on ABC at 9 p.m. Fox has a brand new episode of Star at 9. But I will be watching, and I've got to admit it, I'll be watching the Dodgers clinch their way into the World Series.
So you can cry.
Go Dodgers!
Against the Chicago Cubs. Tonight's the night.
Really?
Tonight's the night. They're up 3-0 in the series. We got to see it happen.
All right. Jennifer's got the story. Television underscore it here on the DJV Experience at 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Music. She relates to country artist. I find her music to be stirring. Melissa Etheridge. In the news today, not because of her music, however. Can you imagine the horror? She's been arrested for possession of marijuana coming into the country from Canada. Her tour bus was stopped in North Dakota by the Customs and Border Patrol. Why? Why?
Isn't that standard, though, crossing the border?
What, to go into your bus and look around?
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't know.
They discovered
that they would do that.
Marijuana oil. You know what? I got marijuana oil in my house. I have, it's hemp oil, not marijuana oil, but basically.
There's a difference. Yeah.
I don't know if dogs.
I don't think the dogs would sniff out hemp oil.
Hemp oil, really?
I think they're trained to sniff out the THC.
Well, didn't she still have breast cancer? Isn't she one of these? She's a survivor.
She's a survivor since 2004, I think.
Yeah. So she uses the drug to manage her pain.
Yep.
And it's legal in California. Apparently, not legal in North Dakota. What a stupid. This is just stupid. These guys got nothing better to do than chase somebody around because they got marijuana in a bus.
Well,
this is why people lose respect.
The cops themselves because they're being... I don't know if that's their fault. If it's the law, then, you know, they have to do what they have to do.
Yeah. Anyway, she appeared to be in good spirits, smiled in her mugshot, which has made the rounds around social media. That's what we're talking about here. She's been talking about this for a long time. She started using it at 21 as a recreational item and then used it medicinally after her breast cancer diagnosis. She said, quote, "I've asked many of my friends, what's the experience? What are you doing?" And David Crosby was the first one who said, "You know, Melissa, you have to do medical marijuana." And David Crosby giving people medical advice.
He's the father of one of her kids.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if the kid knows it, but...
The only thing that kind of bothers me a little bit, she's admitted to smoking dope with her older children, but she said, I'd much rather have a smoke with my grown children than a drink. Well, I suppose if you want to put it that way, why do you have to have either? It's something that is troubling, frankly. I remember both my children said that they had smoked marijuana. Megan tried it once, and she coughed, choked, and threw up. That was the end of that. Brendan just said it made him silly, but because of what he does for a living, you know, you see all of this sort of stuff. I don't know what to think about marijuana, Frank. I would never use it. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like what it does to people. But I think, and then you get to the point of where you draw the line. You know, what's legal, what isn't legal. I think most drugs ought to be legalized, but then I see what some of this stuff does. Well, we've got legal, the opioid thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
it's all legal.
Legal. So they're going to make all that stuff legal.
Yep.
And then teach people why it is not good for them to use it. All right, let's move to Elton John's corner of the world, which has been Las Vegas in large part. He's going to end his residency at Caesar's Palace. His last performance will be in May of next year. He's performed 200 times on his million-dollar piano. Wow.
I think Jennifer saw this show. I would love to see him.
I did. I saw it once.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I did, yeah. I didn't like it. It was too far away from him. The noise, the theater wasn't good, or at least the acoustics weren't good. I didn't like it at all.
But well, never mind. I don't want to do it anymore.
It's a take. So it's a take. He's a showman, man. He's a character and a half. Elton John. 28 after the hour here, the focus on the DJV show. You're starting down the road, leaving me again. The
threats you made were meant to cut me down. Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, Ford announced a new electric vehicle offering beyond a 300-mile range, but you'll have to wait until 2020 to get it. The group putting it together inside Ford is nicknamed Team Edison and will concentrate on fully electric vehicles, hybrid and plug-in hybrid vehicles. The new team will be defining the strategy for Ford on electrification as well as implementing that strategy and working on everything all the way to the marketing plan. Ford is on track to deliver 13 electrified vehicles over the next 5 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doug on the farm, Victoria in the big city. Say hello to Kara, who's in Washington. Say hi to the folks listening in the Charleston, South Carolina area, the region there, Akron, Ohio, is a neat place, that whole area around Appalachia. People listening to us there, Monterey, California, out in upstate New York, lots of things. Hello to a fellow named Jerry, who's listening. He says, I like your commercials. Okay, good for you. Why'd you make sure you buy everything that I talk about here, sir. We'll be meeting someone who's an expert on veterans health care, options. Isn't October, isn't it? I always ask this question every year, and I think it's the sign-up time. Is it just 1 month? We have to choose what services that go on for a couple of months.
I think typically, isn't November the open enrollment month for everything?
November, October, November?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Here we are sounding like we almost know what we're talking about.
But we'll find out. That's why we have an expert.
Yes, we will. We'll find out. Okay, people in the news, starting with Tom Marino, who is the focus every day this week. There has been an appropriate discussion about drugs. We were just talking about Melissa Etheridge and her with the marijuana and all of that. And then there have been, I think this week, really wall-to-wall conversations about the CBS 60 Minutes piece.
Yeah.
Focusing on the drug usage, the whole opioid problem. They call it an epidemic, which I think it probably is. Marino was one of the architects of a bill that made it very difficult for the average person to sue, or for anybody to sue the drug companies because of ill effects of their product. And so he was number one on the hit parade for getting bumped. The guy who was more responsible for the bill being passed and getting more money from the drug companies was going to be the next U.S. drug czar. What kind of common sense goes into that? But apparently he was taken out of the running because somebody had some common sense. And so,
well, the interesting thing about that is President Trump was asked if he saw the 60 Minutes piece, and he said he did, because he's sort of a big fan of
60 Minutes
and CBS, yeah. And that those are things he's often talked about watching.
Right.
And so this was a case where, you know, he's been knocked for watching too much TV, but this was a case where I think a lot of people are probably relieved that he did see this, because this was a very swift, okay, we're going to assess this report and get this guy out. So I think that that's obviously this was the most common sense decision. I think this was the best decision for everyone involved. And, I mean, having someone who was so ingrained, and this didn't just block individuals from being able to go after drug companies. This made it harder for the DEA to get involved.
Yeah, to get,
I mean, this was on a large scale. Yeah, so
it's so obvious, and they all look bad.
Yeah.
Especially when you see the amount of money the drug companies pump into the congressman's campaigns.
Oh.
It's an outrage. All right, another person in the news, Kate Middleton, now has a due date, which could overlap with the Queen's birthday.
Uh-oh. Is that allowed?
April 21st next year. Is that allowed? You can't have a baby on the Queen's birthday. Is she a Diana sort? Is she likable? I'm not sure she's involved.
Seems to be, yeah.
She seems to be. Is that why I ask the question, because it always comes up. Do boys pick their mothers when they get married?
I think in his case, I think he absolutely did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the reasons why he wanted his mother's ring. You know, he had to go to the Queen and ask, can I please have my mom's engagement ring from the, you know, from the Royal Jewel collection? And I think there's a whole lot of his mom that he sees in his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well. And maybe Harry was younger, but, you know, maybe Harry's looking for a lot of Diana in Meghan Markle.
Mm. That seemed to be running down the fast track.
Seems to be, right?
Seems to be, right. Here is the story of Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney, another name in the news today, says she was repeatedly molested by the gymnastics team doctor. So there are a lot of these Me Too posts from almost every aspect of life, starting with the Harvey Weinstein thing, and then the magazines that are the people that work in these magazines, these women. I think some of it, but I'm not sure all of it, and it's too dismissive to say this, that some of it is going to be copycat stuff. But what I don't know if afraid is the right word. What I'm concerned about is that this stuff has just become culturally acceptable, or in this case, no, it's not acceptable, but culturally a part of how people live their lives. I'm sitting here in my studio rolling my hands around because I don't know what to say about this sort of thing, because as you said, it's foreign to me. I didn't even like what you said, the word that you used earlier referring to women in this.
Oh, well, sense. That's certainly not something women endorse. I'm just saying that's a very common saying that a lot of guys use.
But do we, when we use those expressions, do we sort of contribute to it, to the use of it, or to the extension of using words like that? I only ask because I'm interested in your point of view. Do you think that when you use words that are derogatory in our circumstance, where we have a lot of listeners, that we are doing ourselves a disservice?
Well, I mean,
promoting the use of the word And maybe that's not a good idea.
If we make light of it, then yeah, I think we're doing a disservice. But in that context, I mean, I have not said that phrase in, I don't even know how many years since the last time I've ever even really thought about that. But it's something that is, it's certainly on the minds of women, and it's something that women are all aware of at a certain, you know, up to a certain age.
Yeah.
But I think all this Me Too stuff and everything, it's sad that it's so prevalent, you know. And I just saw an interview with Jane Fonda was interviewed by Christiane Amanpour, and she was saying that she was asked about the Harvey Weinstein thing, and Jane Fonda said, I found out a year ago, and I'm ashamed of myself that I didn't say something then. Mm. And she said, but I didn't have any evidence. I just heard a lot of stories, and I'm way too old for him, so he never bothered with me. But she said, you know, she certainly had faced her own type of things like that. There was a French director who wanted to sleep with her and tried to convince her.
Yeah.
No, there was some French director when she was first starting out. She said that he tried to convince her that she needed to sleep with him so he could see how they could manipulate how they could choreograph their sex scene. She said she didn't fall for it, and she still got the part. But you know, she said that kind of stuff goes on all the time.
You know the movie Barbarella that she was in? That was
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
It's silly as could be. Silly.
Is it like just in space or something?
Yeah, it's silly. One of the things I'm sure that at this point in her life she wishes she'd never done it, but it was a way for her to get going. Her father, you know, she came from a movie family. Henry Fonda, her father, her brother Peter, but I don't know, he was there, you know, that, I'm not sure he was involved in it to the extent his father was. That is the business, but he's known well. But, you know, she went into a movie scantily clad and was a sex object in the movie. That's what the movie's all about. So, quick note. Remember those two aviation officers who dragged Dr. Dow off the plane last spring, the United Airlines plane? They got fired yesterday. They were suspended pending a hearing. Hearing was held. They were both fired. Thought that was interesting. We're going to discuss, this is something that I try to get into with some regularity, and because, as we were mentioning a few minutes ago, the annual election period has begun to decide who you want to have as your health care provider. We're going to talk about opportunity. We're going to talk about choices right after this.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With 20% back and rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back and rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
44 after the hour on the DJV show. As we were mentioning, the Medicare annual election period is going on now, pretty important. And if you're a veteran, maybe even more so. You have VA health care benefits. Adding Medicare Advantage may provide access to more health care providers, could make medical treatment, equipment, prescriptions more affordable, more available. So the annual enrollment period is from now until the 7th of November. That clarifies that, Victoria. And we're going to talk to a fella named Ed Sandrick, who is the director of the Veterans Channel at Humana Strategic Alliances. I've been there for a long time, point person for the National Veterans Service Organization. Ed, is that because you have veterans experience? Are you a vet yourself?
I am a vet. I'm a retired Marine, and I have a wonderful job. I get to deal with veterans every day and have a team that works with veterans out in the field. So it's an awesome place to be at this point in time.
Let's talk about the team. What's the focus when it comes to outreach for veterans?
The focus for my team specifically is to work with our sales agents that we have across the country, our what we call boots on the ground, if you will, who deal with our consumers, whether veterans or not, of course. My team has been working with them for several years to make sure that we all, including obviously the sales agents, have an appreciation for some of the nuances, subtleties, and specifics relative to the options that veterans may have and how those options, those health benefits, whether it's VA or other military service health programs could work or not work with a Medicare plan.
All right, so you're talking...
We do what we can to... I'm sorry.
That's all right. I want to know what if... We got a lot of veterans who will be listening to this program just by the design, the nature of the program. So what do you say to them? What questions should they be asking people like you when it comes to figuring out what the best health care option is for them, him or her?
Right. Well, it's critical for them to know that, as you mentioned earlier, that the open enrollment period began October 15th and will end December the 7th. So there is still plenty of time. The plans will go into effect on January 1st. I think anybody eligible for Medicare, whether a veteran or not, should consider the costs associated with the various plans they're looking at. Look at the premiums, the deductibles, copayments, and maximum out-of-pocket costs. They should consider whether, as you mentioned earlier, the plans have their preferred doctors and hospitals in the network. It's also important to look at the medications and the drug formularies, and that is the list of drugs that Medicare Advantage plans would cover. All individuals looking at Medicare need to understand that original Medicare doesn't cover prescription drugs, so they'll need to look at an option for a drug plan. And I think what people sometimes overlook or don't take their time to consider is what they have spent on their health care in the past year, and given their finances and their health conditions, what do they think they may be looking forward to, so to speak, in the coming year? All of that is important.
One of the things that I find distressing is understanding all of these various portions, the Medicare A, B, C, D. I don't have all of those. I chose not to have the drug for myself because I don't need drugs, but a lot of people do. So how do you save money? That's really the pitch here, is to get people to sign up and save dough, right?
Well, it's that, and to make sure that they have the coverage and access to the providers that they're going to need. Original Medicare is Parts A and B. Part A covers services and supplies that are considered medically necessary, to treat a disease or a condition, including hospital care, home health care, nursing home care, and hospice. Part B covers medically necessary treatments not covered under Part A, durable medical equipment, as well as preventive services. Part C of Medicare is Medicare Advantage, and that's where you're partnering, a consumer is partnering with a private insurer like Humana, where we have resources to help the individual.
So if we send people to the Humana website, is that where we should go for more information on this?
Absolutely. HumanaMedicare.com.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Hi, you lost?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Dramatic, yeah. All right, this is from the movie Han Solo.
What is that's actually the original Han Solo theme music, though.
From the original Star Wars.
Yes.
Right. All right. So now this movie is coming. Is it Christmas time? When is this thing coming out?
No, it comes out, I believe, summer 2018.
Yeah.
The new Star Wars, The Last Jedi, comes out December 15th. And the reason we play that music is because Ron Howard made an announcement yesterday, I believe on Twitter, this, the title of his Han Solo movie will be simply Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Cool.
Not a lot of heavy lifting there. But
I don't know. How do they do that without Harrison Ford? Hard.
Well, it's a young Han Solo,
yeah,
right?
I know it is, but yeah. Who's starring in it, did you say?
I don't know the name. I don't.
Not a well-known actor.
Character. No, not a well-known actor.
No.
But obviously, as we reported, the production had a lot of issues. Ron Howard was brought on very late in the game to take over the directorial duties from Phil Lord and Chris Miller, two guys who did the Lego movie. I guess Disney was not satisfied with the dailies or the tone of the production, and they brought Ron Howard in to fix it, complete it, so on and so forth. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But there is one footnote, Doug. You tell me what you think if you're a Star Wars fan. Every Star Wars poster from the beginning, from the first film, from 77 on up, the villain is listed or put at the top of each poster. And the latest poster for The Last Jedi, you see Luke Skywalker atop the poster, which means will he be the villain in that story?
Wow. I hadn't thought about it that way. Okay. Trucker, you're so smart and you bring us so much information. I would like to discuss with you in a moment the confusion that I have in my mind over the this Wonder Woman movie that's around in comparison to the other Wonder Woman movie that has been around, Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. Let's figure that out in just a moment here.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. We're from Today's Homeowner.
And when you're looking at how to focus on two areas of your home to improve your indoor air quality, it all starts in the kitchen. Chelsea's got that.
When you think of the kitchen, you think of gourmet meals, so you need a quality range hood that's going to take all the smoke and steam and odors up out of your house all the way through to the outside. We recently installed this range hood from Brohm that has the vent at the front, so it's able to work a lot faster and smarter, getting all that moisture out of the kitchen, but there's still a lot of moisture left in the bathroom.
Especially when you take those long hot showers. So it's very important to have a good quality exhaust fan that exhausts all the way to the outside. But exhaust fans don't have to be loud and they don't have to be ugly. Check this out. It's Invent from Braun. That's a very attractive fixture. It's doing a great job. And believe it or not, it's actually running right now. That's how quiet it is. More information about improving your indoor air quality by going to todayshomeowner.com.
All right, so Chucker,
yes,
a lot of promotion around this Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. What is this all about? This is what's the plot here? Creation of the comic series. I'm confused.
I guess the movie's about the guy who created and did Wonder Woman stories for in comic book form. And the guy sort of was. I guess it's sort of an out-there personality. It's primarily an art house film. I think they opened it on like 600 or 900 screens. It basically bombed at the box office like a lot of these smaller films do. But I guess anybody who's really interested in Wonder Woman was not really interested in watching that film.
No, that's what I'm saying.
At least in theaters.
It's kind of confusing as to what it's about. And now you've explained it well. Who cares? I think then that's basically what you're saying the reaction has been to the movie. Who cares?
Well, in terms of people showing up to pay to see it, yeah, that would be an accurate statement. Talking about the art house circuit, I got a chance to see Battle of the Sexes. Basically, it's a Billie Jean King story, yeah. And the infamous tennis battle against Bobby Riggs in 1972, which, believe it or not, people may have a hard time understanding this in 2017, but that was sort of an iconic event in the early 70s. 90 million people watched that tennis match in the Houston Astrodome on TV, which sort of Billie Jean King did it to stand up for equality and women's rights. The story in the movie I thought was quite fascinating. I think Emma Stone was terrific. Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs was awesome. I highly recommend the film. I give it an 8 out of 10. I thought by the last act, the whole complete story came together. I thought Emma Stone was terrific as Billie Jean King, a very interesting character that I didn't know a lot about.
We were going to see it last week and didn't, but I'm going to try to see it this weekend. Chuck Curry, check out his weekly podcast, Movie Mania.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.